This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Another yearling calf has been killed by a wolf in Grand County, as confirmed by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. It's at the same ranch where five other calves have been killed by a wolf, according to Middle Park stock growers. They also say another calf was killed and another's missing, but that wasn't confirmed by CPW. The infamous tugboat bar at Ski Time Square near the ski area is slated for demolition review this evening. The owner applicant to tear down the tugboat is Brian Bavosi out of Washington, D.C. However, the Historic Preservation Commission recommends denying the demolition permit because of the architectural and historical importance of the tugboat building in Ski Time Square. It's been sitting vacant for over a decade. That meeting's at 5 o'clock today in Centennial Hall on 10th Street, and the public is invited, and public comments will be allowed. Bears are out. There's some triplets over by the mountain running around Burgess Creek. And if you see those bears, aggressively haze them to reteach them to be afraid of humans. Make a lot of noise. Yell at them. You can also call the local Colorado Parks and Wildlife office. They can help. Make sure you lock your car doors, shut the ground level windows and doors, and always check to make sure your garage door is closed. Joe Haynes has been named as the new executive director of United Way of the Yampa Valley. He brings over three decades of experience in nonprofit leadership. Starts July 15th, and he'll work with current director Kate Nowak, who's retiring August 31st. Moffat County Commissioners meet at 8:30 Tuesday morning. Rebecca Greenwood will have a report for commissioners on the Senior Social Center. Also on Tuesday, UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center will host a hiring and networking event. That's from 11 to 2 on May 14th. The Steamboat Sailors boys lacrosse team has their next playoff game in the Chassa State Championships at home tomorrow, 6 o'clock at Gardner Field against Air Academy. The Steamboat girls tennis team competed at the Chassa State Tennis Championships and was voted to receive the sportsmanship trophy for their respect for each other and the other players. And a fast-pitch girls traveling softball team is being organized. It's for girls 14 to 18 years old in the Yampa Valley. That includes Craig and Hayden in Steamboat Springs. A parent meeting is at 6 o'clock today. It's at Yampa Valley Electric in Craig on Highway 40. The first practice is May 20th. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.